You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping it up. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pounder, you volunteering. The Browns doing. That's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on ClevelandBrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband to make a statement that you give back. Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, so you can give 10. Let's do it. All right. We'll get to the phones and we'll hand out our game balls real quickly. Last call here of the day. We're going to go right now to our guy down in SoCal. Danny's with us. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Victory Monday.
That's right. Happy Victory Monday, man.
Hey, you know, once the game ended, everybody was talking about Josh McCown. And all I got to say about Josh McCown is, you know, I wish him a speedy recovery. You know, I hope Coach Pettine does what's best for his head. You know, the guy stuck his head out there and almost got it taken off. You know, as far as his confidence, we want him to be confident. You know, whatever happens, we want him to be confident. And then Johnny, you know, coming in there, I think he did a great job. You know, what about Duke and Isaiah battling out? I think that was really good. Also, we got to talk about the playmakers on offense. Where are they? But especially our tight ends. And, you know, I just want to say that we have a good depth at quarterback right now, which is good for us. And I think that's what it's all about.
It is good. I think outside of Travis Benjamin, people need to step up and make some plays for this team. Outside of those two, you're not getting a whole lot out there. Of Johnny Manziel's 15 passes, people are saying he's 8 of 15. Well, only 10 of them were really, quote-unquote, aimed passes, guys getting targets, et cetera. He did. They need more playmakers. Somebody needs to step up alongside Travis Benjamin. I know Hawk was second, 3 for 43. About Gary Barnes, because I've been talking about how the tight end would be used in this game. There were three plays where I saw Gary Barnage open and look like he should have gotten a look from Johnny. And these are the things I'm talking about, making his progressions, making the right reads from the pocket. Now, two of those plays, he still made completions and moved the football. He bought time with his legs. But for his development, it's to see that, read it, throw it, deliver it, complete it, and move on. Barnage, I think, was supposed to be a bigger factor in the game plan. The guy that I wonder how much longer they're going to continue to go with on offense is Hauser. He's hardly playing any snaps. And when he does, he has not been involved in the game whatsoever. So I start to wonder, you know, do you give Bibbs a look there? Do you use that spot for Ibrahim Campbell to be up as opposed to
down? That was a surprise. That was the swap for Bo, correct?
Yeah, so Hauser played 6 snaps in the game on offense.
And Bo played how many snaps?
8 snaps.
8 snaps. Ibrahim Campbell's going to play a minimum of 15 because of special teams alone.
Yes, probably. No, I think you're probably right about that. On special teams, you had Batamosi out there.
Look at our guy. Where's Tank? Tank played 22 snaps.
Right, and that is
on special teams.
Special teams.
Yes, and another name. And I'm not trying to shine a light in. I think he's playing like a Brown. The opportunity just really haven't been given to him to make the plays. He had the one play last. Brian Hartline, in this football game. I think the one throw away, semi target. On a broken play, and then the kind of the spacing route is what I like to call, with him running that 12-yard curl comeback, just good defense, swatting the ball away. He's a guy that I'd like to get built into this offense, develop some type of role. Okay, we know Benjamin's going to win over the top, but we know Hawkins is going to win underneath, Gabriel's going to win underneath. What else do we know? Duke really hasn't, to me personally, hasn't been specialized in the passing game the way I would like to see him featured. The way you look around the National Football League, the way Shane Vereen gets featured, the way Darren Sproles has been featured many times before. So it's just interesting to me that Duke Johnson hasn't been featured in the passing offense the way he should.
No, we have really gotten the ball to the running backs out of the backfield yet. All right, let's hand out our game balls here as we wrap things up right now. Go ahead, Matt Wilhelm.
This
offensive
is easy.
Game ball.
I'm going to go all three because it's easy, and then I'll let you expound on it. Okay, offensive game ball, Travis Benjamin. Special teams game ball, Travis Benjamin. Defensive game ball, Armonte Bryant. 2.5 sacks. It's great to see a Cleveland Brown tied for 6th right now in total sacks through 2 football games.
And I am going to go with, on the offensive MVP, a game ball. I'm going to give it to Johnny Manziel.
Of course you
would. Well, you said Travis. It's obviously Travis. Okay. Don't anybody go, oh, yeah. Listen, but Johnny Manziel had to throw the ball to Travis Benjamin, so
yes,
that's good.
Okay.
And the play he made, as we talked about, we thought maybe five guys in the NFL could make it at a time when you needed it to ice the game. So I'm going to give it to Johnny Manziel, prepared like a pro. And the only reason is I can't give special teams to anybody other than Travis Benjamin, so I will. Andy Lee, a little tip of the cap to you, 55 yards.
Except that ball that went in the end zone, but come on, man, no touchback.
Come on, man. He was so mad about that.
I know he was.
He was really upset about it, and it was a majestic. Defensive MVP, I will go Armani Bryant as well. A little nod to your guy John Hughes as well.
One and a half sacks.
Tackle for loss, forced fumble of his own. The Browns win it.
They got paid this week.
1-1 on the season. We will be back tomorrow. We'll get it. We'll hand out our grades, which will be a much better grade game than it was just one week ago.
Much better show.
That's right. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Dave DiNatale, Jim Donovan, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Oh. I'm soul searching, everyone.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.